Spirit Husband, Chapter 2, Willow Meets Wesley. Willow and Kira pulled into the cemetery not long before the funeral was starting. When they walked over to Bebop and his family, including his and Kat's parents, there was a tall older gentleman, a great bear of a man, with a potbelly, wearing a baseball cap. When introduced, the man with the cap turned around. Willow immediately turned white and stepped back like she'd seen a ghost. Just as the service had started, Kira leaned close to Willow and whispered,
"What was that all about, Willow?"
"Oh, nothing," lied Willow. "I thought that guy was someone I used to know who was not very nice to me. My bad."
"Oh, God," she whispered to herself. "His baseball hat had a white cross around a red cross. He was wearing a necklace with a red cross wound with a silver wire. Not good, Willow. You shouldn't be here. Granny T must have jinxed you with a Pentecostal witchcraft matchmaking spell, girl. Me and Bobblehead Jesus will have to fix that. Yep, that'll take care of it. You go, girl."
Later, they all met for coffee at a nearby McDonald's in a large city, about 15 minutes' drive from the cemetery, ensconced along the bottom of a scenic hillside near one of the coastal beaches of the Great Lakes. The man with the baseball cap was the first to make it back to the table with his coffee, much to Willow's dismay. Willow had been waiting. Nervously, she scooted to the left, making room for Wesley, but slid merely a few inches rather than to the opposite end of the booth, as she'd intended. "Hi, I'm Willow." "Hi, I'm Wesley," the man with the Coach Dave Ministries ball cap introduced himself. "I have a home fellowship at my house. Bebop, his wife, and his father-in-law, Kevin Ken, and mother-in-law meet with me. We have other guests occasionally, but usually it's us five and no more, plus 3 to 5 ankle biters." "I was told you have a relationship with Jesus, Willow. Most people just know about him. That's good to hear." "She looks like the actress Penelope Cruz," mused Wesley silently. "This is strange. I am really shy and awkward around girls. I feel like Willow has been friends with me all my life. I can't believe I just sat down beside her. Any other time, I would have sat down as far away from the girl as possible."
Yes, Wesley, I love Jesus. Jesus is my friend," said Willow nervously, as her feeling of peace melted away upon hearing Wesley's question.
Wesley and Willow chatted amicably. Willow put on her best smile, but was anxious. "He seems a nice guy, Willow girl," she thought, "but a tad bit eccentric." After only a few minutes, following the time Wesley had sat down beside her, she felt so comfortable with him, and so inundated with warm, almost living peace, that within seconds she was smiling and excitedly gesturing with her hands.
"What was that?" exclaimed Wesley.
Willow had seen it too. It looked like Jesus, but not the Jesus she knew. She had only met him once. The Jesus she knew was tall, about 6'5", handsome, and blonde with long shoulder-blade-length hair that was so golden that it shimmered in the light. A bit pale, but very Scandinavian, wearing a silky blue one-piece uniform. Willow's Jesus had possessed a soothing, compelling voice and bright blue eyes. This man, this dark-haired Jesus, who had just appeared out of nowhere, had hazel eyes and was dressed in a creamy burlap robe like the one in the Jesus movie starring Bruce Marciano. He had very light, almost sandy, chestnut-colored hair. His hair did not glow, but his skin and his robe were radiant. This Jesus was very plain-looking, not ugly, but not attractive either. He was carrying a long wooden instrument about 10 feet long with funny collars. She watched him step up very close behind her and Wesley. The item shrank to about 4 feet, and then this strange Jesus was instantly gone.
It was nothing, lied Willow quickly. It must have been the sun reflecting off a big semi-tractor mirror or something. Her anxiety had instantly morphed into a full-grown knot in her stomach.
That was weird, said Wesley. It looked like Jesus, and he was holding an old-fashioned yoke, a double yoke, actually, for training an ox or horse team. And he was standing right behind us, and then Jesus just disappeared.
Let's not get too hasty, Wesley. I still think it was just a flash of light, offered Willow nervously, as she frowned and then gulped her coffee.
Suddenly Cindy, Kat's mother, was standing next to us. We all decided to meet in the playroom with the kids. They are eating kids' meals. Then they are going to play in the kitty castle and the ball moats, she said.
They walked together into the seating area inside the playroom. Willow sat as far away from Wesley as she could, without being too obvious about it. Each of them drank coffee, swapped a few stories and small Christian teachings, as the children played in the ball pit or the castle. Willow was very quiet for most of the time, and then suddenly her face lit up and she shared a story about how Jesus had helped her through a rough time. Not long after that, we all exchanged goodbyes and provided condolences to a grieving Bebop and Katarina and their extended families. Then we all went our separate ways. Kira and Willow promised to visit our home fellowship one day.